from the Kryon entourage. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. Here to remind you of the new possibilities of the new unity within you. For you to become your own beloved. For you to hold the energy of that which is whole within you in the new ways of being. To feel complete. To love yourselves at a new level. For the energy becomes strong and feel the energy at the back of your neck, for that is your own being pressing upon you and telling you it is time. It is time for you to love all parts of your being right where you are, right here, right now. And for indeed, your Akash is present within every cell of your body, within your very DNA. For you to open up to receive to the new talents and the new abilities and the new ways of being that are appropriate for you. It is a time of change. And sometimes there's challenge. It is during this challenge that you will become more of who you are. Indeed, human beings like to move through change smiling and laughing. And that does move energy. Some of you may find yourselves in situations where you're not smiling as much. You're not laughing as much. But you are learning, and you are learning how to come to a new level of empowerment within you that was not there before. And so embrace what is before you. You asked for it. It is offered in the energy of love, infinite love, for your own development, for your time on the planet, for the new understandings of unity, of family, of humanity. There are some calibrations to occur with you, within you personally. Embrace them, allow them, grow with them. You are not alone. You are not the only one having the challenges. And believe it or not, it is because you loved yourself so deeply, you said yes to the current challenges within your life. For you are the first wave of the new energy and the new ways. And you will create them, and you will find them, and you will create them, and you will find them, and it will be with what you already have growing to a new level of presence on the planet. While we're talking about this together, while you're listening now, and listening now, whenever now may be, let us together smile. Let us know that these times will change, and the peace, and the presence, and the joy will be even deeper. However, there is one more piece that we would like to remind you that is happening right now. For as you work with the changes in your Akash, as you work with the changes in the hereditary patterns, the ones of this earth first, you will indeed affect the ancestry, those who have been and those who will come. For it is all in now time. You are also working with your Akash, with the lineage that is not of this planet. And as you open to the star seed, to the abilities of what it means to be more, the channel has a hard time with this word, intergalactic, that which you have considered to be out there is born here. You have termed it heaven on earth. Feel the stillness. Allow the layers of your DNA to awaken that are ready for the new information, for the new times, step by step, at your pace. Keep opening, keep learning, keep going. Are you ready for that? Take a breath. Remember, you are never alone, and you have company moving through these times. So in this moment, in this now moment, whatever has been happening, the challenge in the physical, to be aware of what is appropriate and the actions for you to take so that you may move to the next level of health. We assure you this time of cleaning the DNA with some of the physical challenges you have meant will have great rewards of clarity. And so, to be aware, the changes in your physical body are also appropriate at this time. Take a breath. Give an inner smile. Know the peace. Feel the energy moving through your legs. Allow for the recalibration. Love. Oh, there is so much. And there is so much more to manifest on the planet. For this generation, for these times, and the times to come. For it is the entire universe pulses with the energy of infinite love. And human beings are just now opening the new circuitry to be able to resonate, to signal the cellular structure and the universe, from the DNA to the universe, that you are ready to manifest the base resonance of the entire universe, which is infinite love. And that is felt with your being, not with your mind. So it is, as we speak with you in this moment, let us resonate with each other in this now time with infinite love. You are welcome to continue to evolve yourself and live your life in the energy of infinite love. Is that what you choose? Well done. Once again, the deep breath, the inner smile, the peace. As you align with the energy of your wholeness, that which you have called holiness, and your wholeness and holiness present in your daily life. In deep honor, in infinite love, we hug you. Love you, reflect to you so much more for you to discover that which you cannot see in the moment shall be seen. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. Together let us affirm, and so I am. And so I am. Yes.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The message that I give this evening is an extension to the two that I have given previously in weeks past. The information that you need to know, old soul, needs to be repeated sometimes, so we're going to do a little bit of a review. But there is a truth laying in the room a truth that is refreshing. There is a newness. There is a renewal. There is a recalibration of all things before you. Passing this marker of the 2012 energy is far more significant than any of you realize. And for those who watch you in a quantum state from far away, there is celebration. You can't take back what you've done. And there are some axioms we wish to remind you of that may affect how you think because of what you've done. But let us just review just for a moment. When my partner awoke 23 years ago, he did it slowly. And we have said this before. We came at him in a slow fashion so he would not be frightened. We gave him the information slowly, simply, so it would be believable. But even back then, 23 years ago, we had just opened the door of potential. And I've said this before, dear ones, but I arrived because of what you did. Old soul, some of you were young then, some of you were not. All of you on purpose. On purpose on the planet now to make these kinds of change. And for the last 23 years, you have simply survived. And for the last 23 years, I told you about those things to expect, the potentials that were before you, some of the energies that you would face, and you did. All in the context of fighting an old energy, of having a duality that constantly was being challenged. And now it's different. And now the work begins. And we say to the old soul who says to me now, well, I've been working for a long time, Kryon. We say to you, that was work slogging through the tar. That was just survival. As an old soul with information, you knew would awaken. And now the tar is starting to go away. It's a funny time to say this is a spring in your step, isn't it? So let me review. These things happen slowly. This has been a time marker that has been self-imposed by Gaia, by Spirit, on you. Aligning itself with the precession of the equinoxes appropriately, the energy seen by the ancestors, that should you make it past this point, there's no going back. So the first thing I want to revisit is this. There are some who are saying, when are we going to get back to what we're used to? It felt so good. And the answer is never. You started this race when you were born and you had an energy there. You ran a marathon and you passed miles and miles and kilometers, what you call human experience. Do you really feel that as you win the race, you're going to be transported back to the beginning? The answer is no. It just doesn't work that way. So there are those old souls who are sitting around waiting for things to return to normal. And I'm telling you, you don't know what normal is because you've never experienced it. As long as you worked in the old energy, you never knew what normal was. Warrior, you always had to be on alert ever since you woke up. And that's not normal. Let me describe normal. Normal is an earth, a planet, that has moved into a transitional period of energy where the ideas you have as an old soul have merit, have value. And there are others who will see them. It's almost like the sun has come out in a darkened room. And things that didn't used to work well suddenly start to work. That's normal. A time when you don't have to wake up and slog through the mess anymore. Now, these things don't happen overnight. And so we revisit two areas and enhance one of them. In your toolkit, have patience. Don't make up your mind that it isn't happening fast enough, which some of you already have. And take a rest. Take a breath or two, as we say, and sit back. Look at what has taken place and take a moment to thank the ancestors that brought you here. Take a moment to honor your mother and your father, whether they're alive or dead, whether they believe in this or not, whether they were good to you or not, for bringing you here. Because on the other side of the veil, dear ones, before they ever got here, they knew what they were doing. That the soul called you would be out there waiting to come in. And when the biology would unite, you're the one that they would have. Take a moment to honor Gaia for having brought you to this place where now the energy of the planet can start to ally with you as it did in the beginning. As it did with the ancestors, where you will start to see an awakening of the dirt of the planet, understand the alliance that is there, even in a modern day, to give thanks to the earth. For that's where you came from. Patience. You're going to have some because of what I'm going to tell you next. There is an odd, unsettling energy in having the darkness start to be removed because you grew up with it. Some of you are used to it. Some of you depend on it because you push and it pushes back. And that is a balance, you see. When it doesn't push back as hard, you tend to fall over. And that's uncomfortable. So there is an unsettling energy even within the old soul. You're not really sure what's going on. And so we say to you, relax, breathe, be patient, and recalibrate. Slowly to a new energy that doesn't push back quite as hard, so you'll know how to operate within it. Now, dear ones, have you seen anything unusual lately that people are doing? And the answer is, oh, yes. And it's going to be in your news, and it has been in your news. Started right before the equinox, right before the solstice. Actually, both. You can look at the news and see what was taking place. Seems that certain human beings were going crazy. Seems that they're going so far as to shoot their children. Others going on rampages, making no sense whatsoever, making you wonder all about humanity and what was truly happening. Now, let me review this for a moment. This is no different than what you have seen every month all your life called the full moon. Now, you are aware of that, are you not? A funny time where the presence of the moon in that phase creates the crazies. And those who are on the edge often go over. Do things they would never do if it were not the full moon. Now, I have something to tell you. Prepare for a year of the full moon. And that is what you're looking at. And you start to add these things up and look at them, and there are those who will tell you the earth is going into disease. They'll tell you that this is what the prophecies always said, that people are becoming unbalanced. What are you going to say to them? No, it isn't happening. He'll be right there in front of you. This is the old energy flailing because it can't believe you won. It can't believe you won. You think you're being at a disbalance. You think you're feeling awed. Think about those who depend on old energy. I want you to think for a moment about the greed masters. Those who make their living tricking. Who think they know human consciousness so well that all they have to do is wiggle their finger a certain way and they can trick this person and that person and they can swindle here and go there. Do you know that's not going to work anymore? So they're going to try other things. And this is what I'm talking about. You're going to see a lot of dark things get darker. Because those who are invested in them are starting to realize they're not working. You're going to see it, and you're going to continue to see it in your economy. For anything that was produced out of integrity is going to get worse. Until a system is developed that has the integrity that you want to see. You're going to see it in your politics. You're going to see it in the way those who want to be in charge will campaign. You're going to see many things start to shift and change of what human beings in a new energy will tolerate. And they never tolerated it before. And this is all about shift. And so this review is to say to you, you're going to have to tolerate some crazies for a while. Some of them will be closer to you than not. Some of them will be on the news. But they're going to be there. And when you see it, I want you to remember this channel. A year of a full moon. That's what it's going to feel like. A little out of balance, you still won't know where the energy is settled. You really are not certain what you're supposed to do next. And I am shouting to you, take it easy. Take a vacation. Relax. Be patient. Old soul, you've come too far to get into this and worry about it. So I want you to use the wisdom that you came with. Those of you who have raised children, I want you to remember what this was like at certain stages. What they went through in their learning curve. How there might have been a time when they didn't like you. And then they did. And what these kinds of things are like, because this is what the planet is going through. It is almost like a rebirth. Now I want to revisit this because we're coming to the fulcrum of what I want to speak of, which we have not spoken of before. Some of you have not heard this, some of you have. And it seems unbelievable. But the fact is that ideas and inventions are given to the planet when it's ready and not before. We said last time that humanity believes it can think of anything. The intellectual believes the sky is the limit. And yet, isn't it interesting that everything profound in ideas and inventions have come almost at the last moment? When you take a look at humanity and how long you've been here and how long you've had brains and smart human beings, that it's only at the last second that all the things were revealed. Imagine going through millennium without understanding what a bacteria was, or not believing in germs, or not having electricity. You think about the things in the order they came and the competition on the planet for them, and we review this, of how so many were working on the same thing suddenly. You got the invention of radio, of pictures that fly through the air, of flight, all seemingly in the last moment. You've got to ask, do you not understand how illogical this is? Did you have to come to a certain point before you got smart? Or do you think there was something else going on? And the answer is there was something else going on. So I'll just state it. On the planet right now, within that which you call Gaia, which that is the crystalline grid, is the memory of all things placed there by the Pleiadians. When it's proper, and when humanity's consciousness has reached the point where it can work with it, these ideas are released. It is a time capsule. This does not happen from the great central sun. It does not happen from outside. It happens from within. Years ago, in the beginning of the 2000s, we sat in a place called Mount Shasta and we told you of the Lemurians in the mountain. We told you the time capsule was there, and now you know what it's all about. They're not going to come out and present themselves and shake hands. That's not the metaphor. The time capsule is about information, ideas. It's about quantumness that you're going to discover. It is about things you need to have to move into a new energy when the full moon crazies are over. And they will be. Did you ever put this together? How long civilization has been on the planet? You sit in the country called the United States. Do you realize that the founding fathers of this nation put together something completely and totally unique that had never been thought of before, where the rights of the human being came first? Where do you think that came from? And I'll tell you, right out of the ground. How long would it take humanity to think of that? A system that would seem so obvious, put together clearly, succinctly, creating a country that was young, that was so far ahead of all the others that it set the standard for 100 years. Why didn't that happen 1,000 years ago? You have to ask yourself, is this logical to you? There was a point in time when you almost stumbled, by the way. You were having a hard time with electricity. So a man came along who was way ahead of his time, that was available, and he was called Nikola Tesla. And he gave you a principle which today you call alternating current. I challenge you to understand that. Most of you can't, because it is not in 3D. The whole idea of the kind of electricity you use today comes from a quantum mind. And that's all he was allowed to do. Oh, he tried, he knew there were other things. But that's all he was allowed to do. If I told you what else he had discovered, you might not be aware of it. And it was never allowed to get out of the box because the earth was not ready for it. He discovered massless objects. He could alter the mass through molecular structure using the magnetics. Never could control it. He had objects fly off of his workbench, hit the ceiling. Never could control it. Wasn't ready yet. You know what else he was known for? The failure of the transmission of electricity. And by the way, dear ones, he didn't fail at all. There are pictures of his tower. And every time a human being sees a tower, you make a biased assumption that you're going to broadcast something through the air. Let me tell you what he was doing with it. He figured out how to broadcast electricity through the ground. You need towers for that, because they have to pick up the magnetics in a certain way to broadcast them and pick up the nodes of the planet. We've talked about this before, utilizing the grid of the planet, that which is in the earth itself. You can use the whole grid of the planet magnetically to broadcast electricity and pick it up where you need it. No wires. And the earth was not ready for it. I'll tell you why, dear ones, and it's the first time we ever told you, because it's too easy to weaponize. And you're not ready for it. You're not ready for massless objects. Too easy to weaponize. You're not ready for it. And so you might say, well, dear Cryon, when are we? And you already know the answer, don't you? At the time when human consciousness reaches a point where that which is important is unification and not separation and not conquering and not power. Where humanity will measure the strength of its population by how healthy they are and not by the GNP. That's coming. It's a ways away, but it's coming. There is a storehouse of knowledge and ideas in this time capsule you call Gaia, placed there a long time ago by those who you would call the Lemurians and the Pleiadians, who are one and the same at certain points in their history. And the time capsule will open itself with new ideas first, before it opens itself with invention. Because humanity must soften before the inventions will come your way. And you will see what I mean over the next period of time. The time capsule is beneath your feet. Now, how fast these things are released to you will depend completely and totally on what you do next. And we're going to tell you what to do next. I want you to take a vacation and learn to love yourself. I want this to be the primary work this year. To cast off the fears and the worries and put them in a jar. You can take out the jar occasionally and worry with it. But don't let that be the focus. The focus should be, who are you? Why did you come? What's next? and the total realization that you're not alone. 23 years, we have said, you're not alone. 23 years, and now you know you're not alone. You walk from this place, maybe you came alone in a car. Some of you did. I dare you to get in your car, start it, put the heater on, and while you're waiting for it to warm up, I want you to look at the empty seat next to you and say, nice to have you along. An acknowledgement of the higher self and the love of God that accompanies you wherever you go. Do you realize what you've got inside? You're going to need that engine of knowledge, the quantumness in you, to start developing and becoming real to you in order to go to the next step. Now, this is your time capsule. Really, what we wanted to talk about. There's one in the earth and there's one in you. It's the spiritual inheritance that you came in with that's ready to open up like a lotus. And when it does, there's new awareness. There is peace in a countenance that not necessarily is peaceful. There's patience in a countenance that's not necessarily patient. That's when you get to change you. We've been talking about that a long time. This would be a good time to do it. Let the earth flail the way it does. Let the crazies come out and do whatever they're going to do. Help the ones who are affected. Hold the hands of the ones who need their hands held. And understand this is temporary. Because you won the battle, dear one. And there's a whole bunch of energy that doesn't believe it yet. And that's the truth. We waited a long time to give you these messages. This is where the work begins. That's got to begin with you. In ways that perhaps you're not really prepared to do. It's not about doing, it's about being. And in these moments and these months, I want you to be aware of who you are, old soul. You came for a reason. You're not fighting the system. You're not a victim. Cast off these things that have bothered you. Deny them power in your body. And tell them to get behind you. That you got work to do. And that's the truth this day. The time capsule. Beautiful. You should see what's in it. Some of you will. And so it is.